Wow, it's really great to see you guys. So I wanted to talk to you briefly about what happens when things break. So, can you think of things that don't work as well when they're broken? What's one?
They come in pieces.
Okay, they come in pieces. So, like, what would be an example of something that doesn't work so hot when it's broken? No? Yes?
A vase.
Oh, a vase. That's right. Who else has something else that doesn't work so hot when it's broken?
Glasses.
Glasses. Right. How about a leg? Does that work as well when it's broken? Somebody said glass or a vase. Do you guys believe that that's true? It doesn't work as well when it's broken? Let's find out. It's science. We're going to find out if a cup or a mug works as well when it's broken, okay? Mug. Okay, my helpers from youth class are going to help me with this experiment, okay? Okay, here's the mug. It's not broken. Do you think it's going to be able to hold this water? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, we'll see. All right, you guys said that pretty strong. Okay. You're right. It holds it. Okay, so you got that one right. All right, good. Now, let's see if it works as well when it's broken. What's this? Am I really going to hit a mug with a hammer? Yeah, you better believe it. So parents, it's in a Ziploc bag, so your children's eyeballs hopefully are safe. All right. Watch out, ready? Stand back. And don't try this at home, please. Woo! Okay, it looks pretty broken to me, so we're going to try the second half of this experiment. What? Okay, all right. So, did it hold the water as well when it was broken? Okay, so we have just proved scientifically that a mug does not work as well when it's broken as when it's whole or complete. We talked about some other things, glasses, vases, arms, bicycles, radios, promises. They don't work well when they're broken. But I wanted us to look at some other things that actually do work well when they're broken. One of them is an orange. Trevor is breaking up an orange. That's actually better when it's broken up. So you guys can all have like parts or sections of this orange, okay? Do you know another thing that's actually better probably when it's broken up? Bread. So Josh is breaking up some bread for each one of you guys as well. We're going to be doing something a little bit later that has a lot of symbolism, and it is part of communion, and I want you guys to think about it, because really what Jesus made a symbol of is something that he has broken up for each one of us, and it's talking about his body. Now, it wasn't really broken up like I broke up that mug, but what he did was he came down and lived a sinless life for us, that if we accept that sacrifice and take part of that with us, like we're taking the part of the orange or a part of the bread, taking that part that Jesus has broken off for us doesn't just help us not be hungry, it helps us be saved and be able to live with him forever, for eternity. So I want you to think about that as we have our communion a little bit later today, that Jesus loves you enough that he was willing to go through and sacrifice himself so that you could have this really good piece of Jesus' salvation that's broken for you, all right? So let's bow our heads, and we'll say a little prayer together, and then you guys can take the baskets and collect offering, okay? All right, let's pray. Dear God, we're so grateful that you came and lived and became the sacrifice for us that we needed, that you loved us that much. So help us to appreciate what you have done in breaking off part of your salvation for us to take with us for all of our lives. Thank you for each of these children here today. In Jesus' name, amen.